Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Okay, well, another exciting evening of AS Roma football as they draw 1-1 this evening in the Europa League. Before getting to that, a thank you to our newest patron over at Patreon with the best name, undoubtedly, since we've opened the Patreon, 5 years ago, 6 years ago? Ergasmo5813. Ergasmo, thank you for your support. Thank you to all of our other wonderful patrons. Patreon.com/RomaPress, at @IsRomaPress, on YouTube, social media. Just a like, subscribing. This is crap. And if you want us to still be alive here in 3 to 4 months, subscribing would be very helpful because at least it makes us aware that there is life out there in the universe listening and torturing themselves with this crap. That is AS Roma edition 2024-2025. Where do you want to start, Andy? The only thing I have, my only reaction, just replace my square here, replace it with that one meme. I don't know the birth of it or what it is even from, but there's a GIF where the guy is just pulling his hair out and he says, "Figure it out," and he just screams it. What are we doing here? This feels like a colossal waste of time. The fact I stayed up all through the evening, I got 2 hours of sleep going from Sunday to Monday, just waiting for the message from Roma, because I was 99.9% sure it was going to happen.
I thought you were about to say something about the election, but you were waiting for Roma to communicate.
Yes. Okay. Because when they do the thing,
This is what Roma does to you. This is worse than anything the Democrats or Republicans can do, right? This is what Roma does to you. Roma is worse than the U.S. elections.
When you know it will be undoubtedly maybe not the first time, but when my wife inevitably finally decides to divorce me, because
you've been saying that since
why
we started
have I
this
married
podcast?
Somebody to have half a dozen children with? Who is staying up into
you've been asking
late
yourself.
Hours of the night waiting for a message from the communications team of AS Roma, who when
whoever
they say
that is
very
right
specific
now.
Yeah, come on, Castaldi, my boy. Okay. Listen, when they use the phrase reflection, or not even the phrase, if you hear the words reflections ongoing, like those two in any, they don't even have to be back to back, but if those two words appear in the same sentence about a manager, 99.9% of the time, it means, whoop, see ya, gone. It's over with, chief, done, okay? Yeah. That's what it means. So the fact Ivan Juric came out as the manager and sat on the bench of AS Roma tonight in an official capacity in a Europa League fixture is insane to me.
Yeah.
Andy, it just seems crazy to even discuss this match. Are we really supposed to break this down?
No, but I think it took everybody off guard, the fact that he wasn't gone in the end. I think we all felt like the match against Hellas Verona was it. That felt like really, that was the end. Just like the Doors sang it, this is the end.
Yes. Wow, what a reference, man.
Friend. Yeah. Surprisingly, I know, because again, we've come to expect fireworks with the Friedkins, and in a context like the one that we found ourselves in following the match against Verona, it seemed like that was the logical thing to unravel within the next few hours. And it actually took, I think, an entire day and an entire night for Filippo Biafora to weigh in on the situation and actually announce the fact that the Friedkins, after a day and night of reflection, have decided to commit to Ivan Juric and that they believe that he can bring back the positive results. Now, I think Dad completely went against the lead up to this match. You know, we've seen how unenthusiastic a lot of these European fixtures have been over the years, but this one in particular, just, I mean, it felt like nobody could care less about this match, fans and media included. I mean, there was nothing ongoing. The biggest thing that came up was Marco Juric of La Repubblica coming out with a report that Saud Abdulhamid has requested to leave Roma. And then, like, and not even an hour later, Abdulhamid's agent comes out on Twitter and says, that's completely false.
Yes.
So that's hilarious. And another great moment for a member of the Roman media.
Well, and then, he's had some bangers.
Let's not go there.
I mean, the guy's going to be writing for Marco Violi in the next year at this point. The trajectory is going down.
John. Let's not. I want to keep this position. I don't want to get sued. Obviously, after that, the other big news was, will Mats Hummels start? And Ivan Juric came out and said, no, you can all go screw yourselves. I'm not going to start Mats Hummels out of spite. Because, John, you can't tell me otherwise. Ivan Juric, 2 weeks ago, he said, when he was asked about Mats Hummels, he said, Mats Hummels is not playing because Ivan Dika is the guy to start ahead of him. He is Ndika's replacement. And Ndika right now is in a great moment. Okay, I can give him that. You know, I mean, in a moment where everything's going wrong for Roma, he sticks to the guys that are giving him the best options at the back. Fine. Ivan Dika is out with a flu tonight. Mario Hermoso is out with a muscle injury. That means that the defense is down to Gianluca Mancini in terms of center backs, and Mats Hummels on the bench. And Ivan Juric does not start Hummels. I mean, that to me is the sign of a manager who is on his way out, knows that he will eventually be on his way out, knows that he's run out of options. Because tonight I'm puzzled mostly by two things. I'm puzzled by the fact that Mats Hummels was not given a start. Rather, not puzzled, I'm actually sad, because I really do think that's a symptom of a team that is in a terrible moment. Definitely stuff going on inside the locker room that we don't know about, and that is quite clearly contributing to this negative streak. And then the fact that Matías Soulé scores a goal against Verona, against Verona, gets a goal finally, speaks about the fact that this is, you know, this was a big deal for him. It's a big relief. What does Ivan Juric do 3 days later? He doesn't start him. He doesn't play him. What's the matter? You know, like, those are the things I don't understand. That those are things that are the symptoms of a coach that is really losing the grip on the situation, that definitely feels like no matter how diplomatic he is in his press conferences, you know, and he says, oh, I know I have the full trust of the Friedkins, but he knows he's a dead man walking. it's just because of everything that's happened, of everything that happened during the match against Fiorentina, you can't tell me those two choices, not starting Mats Hummels and not starting Matías Soulé after his performance against Verona, those are two choices that make sense. They don't. He said these are technical choices. They're not. Trust me.
No, they are absolutely not. And there's two sides to this. There's the Friedkin one and the Juric one. The Juric one, when you have your manager getting into the territory of doing very clearly spiteful decisions, making spiteful choices, that is when the flag has been raised. Spalletti, renowned for doing this. You also had this happen a few times with Paulo Fonseca. Oddly enough,
Di Francesco as well, with Schick, Patrick Schick, he constantly did it out of spite, you know, to try and
on the right wing.
Make everybody mad at his selection of Schick, and then everybody was crying, why is he not playing? Then he's going, okay, sure, I'm going to play him as a right winger.
Exactly. And, you know, initially when he gives that reasoning that you brought up about Indica, it's a logical one that you really can't argue with. There's nobody who is going to argue to say, okay, well, maybe I don't see Hummels playing strictly in the exact place of Indica. I think they would be able to play together, but fine. I can accept that. It makes sense. But now, when you have him coming out saying, first, you have to, in the context, listen to his pre-match interview and the decisions that he makes for the formation of Roma this evening, for it to go from a little odd to just completely ridiculous. Because, Andy, he is asked about this, and he says, oh, well, no, Mats Hummels, he's not, you know, this isn't an indictment on him. This isn't a complete and utter rejection of him. This is my technical decision. No, it's not. No, because you're playing a midfielder in that place. Okay, fine. The next thing he says, we need to ensure Paulo Dybala is given rest. We are aware we have to handle him correctly. And also Dovbik, this guy, he put in an incredible effort against Verona. And he's also been ill with the flu recently, so we have to manage him. Okay, fine. Agree on both points. So you know who would be great to start in one of their places would be the young attacker that you spent 30 million euros on this summer, who just came off maybe the only good moment he's had this season. And instead, he's sitting next to you collecting wood splinters on his backside.
And
on the bench.
And you're forcing Pizzilli to play in a position that is not his, yes. You know?
Correct. So who does that benefit? These decisions. Man, I have to tell you, to see Ivan Juric, a guy who, by all accounts, you watch him at Torino, you watch him at Verona, you watch him at Genoa. A pragmatist who is able to get a lot from a little. Okay, he demands intensity. He demands hard work. With this squad, perhaps not the best fit, but if I am looking for a guy who I believe can at least motivate and get the players to, you know, get some oomph underneath them, I can absolutely see, prior to this time at Roma, I can absolutely see the validity of appointing this guy. But if you want to talk about somebody who has become like a kamikaze, taking his reputation and flying it straight into the ground, I don't know what other way to interpret what Juric is doing here. And this is not the same guy as Torino. This is a guy doing things to, again, it feels like an operation being conducted by some shadowy organization trying to test the limits of the human psyche. Because none of this makes sense, what he is doing. It does not make sense. And then on top of that, you go to the Friedkins. It is everything they have done at Roma in these 5 years, or 4 years, which is hard to believe it has even been that long. Everything they have done up until this point, keeping Juric is absolutely unequivocally antithetical to everything they have done. In fact, we would say, and there's numerous examples, that they have been willing to make decisions that have a huge impact too soon. Not once in their time at Roma have they kept a manager, a director, an executive for too long, or have they hesitated in any way. Again, most of us, our criticism levied against them has been they have done things too quickly. They've given not enough patience. They have not given the proper time for something to correct itself. Yet with this, in early November, when the season is clearly, you still have plenty of time on paper to make things up. Yet when it comes to raising the flag and saying, yes, we made another mistake, we should not have, even if we think we should have sacked De Rossi, this thing with Juric clearly is not working out. So we're not going to force it. We're not going to force it. We appreciate what he did in a very short period of time in a very difficult situation. But this isn't working. I cannot tell you because you wrote about it. There were numerous outlets saying, well, they want to give him until the international break. And I say to myself, okay, so the next international break. All right, we just need to see when that is. So the next international break is after Sunday when Roma face Bologna. So we're just throwing that one out. We're just saying, well, we can give him until Sunday because that would be our preference.
But that's why I say tonight really felt deflating in a way that there was no so anticlimactic tonight, because you really, after that announcement was made of Juric staying at Roma, the condition was always, like in all of the reports, the condition that this would only be until the international break in terms of that, yeah, he's got these two games to change the Friedkin's mind, to convince. I mean, again, John, that's a dead man walking right there. You're not giving him new life. You're not boosting him up. We are not seeing the Friedkin say to Juric, listen, you got our full trust. You have the full season ahead of you. No, this is a manager who's on a contract until June, and he's fighting for his life right here, for his reputation. But unfortunately, the cause, he's clearly losing the plot. You know, he's clearly losing grip on the situation. The team is not doing him any favors. I've never seen...
Andy, he said they played excellent on Sunday again. He doubled down on that. I can't fucking believe that. That's insanity.
But I haven't... Okay, whatever he says, I don't care, because what he says is clearly at this moment,
I do?
It's always... No, John,
man,
because saying things doesn't mean anything. You clearly always have things to say in these... I mean, what are you going to do in the post-match interview when you are in the spotlight, in the situation that you're in, that Juric is in right now, which is heated, it's difficult. This is his biggest chance of his career, and he's completely burned out at this point. Team is not following. Team is not doing him any favors, because, mind you, I'm not taking... Juric can do mistakes. Juric can make really mind-boggling selections with regards to the starting lineup, but the team is awful, as in I've never seen such a streak of individual mistakes. At some point it even looks like they're making it they're doing them on purpose. I mean, if you count the number of individual mistakes that have led to Roma conceding a goal in the last few weeks under Juric, it's horrendous. And you can argue that yes, individual mistakes are a symptom of a team not functioning, I'll give you that, but man, some of the things that we've seen today, you know, Zaleski on the bench, El Shaarawy was awful. So I don't want us to come off as in we are the ones who always pick up on Zaleski, because tonight we pick on Stefan El Shaarawy, who was awful. You have a chance to start. You have a chance to be a leader of this team, and you've been a leader of this team in the past. What are you doing, man? You're 31. Get a grip, you know, contribute, help. Because again, as always, it's so demoralizing when we see the likes of Dovbyk having to come on in these meaningless games. You know, it's clear that we want to rest Dovbyk. Then what do you do?
Yes.
You have to rely on him in the second half. I mean, that defeats the purpose of resting him in the first place. So that's the situation we're in. Yes, it's completely... unlike them, for the Friedkins to be this quiet, to be this not disquiet, but rather this passive, because of the Friedkins have always had the mentality of businessmen in a company that, hey, things don't work, you're out, you're fired. You know, they've been the Alec Baldwin and Glenn Garrigan and Ross. They've been that Blake character. And right now they're not. Right now they're the Alan Arkin character in Glengarry Grant Ross. You know, I mean, they are I think his name is the name of the character. They are him. They are that guy who can't keep it together, who's completely not in control of things, who's letting the opportunities just slip by, because that's what they're doing. Unless, of course, they're waiting for the international break, John, to appoint someone of stature. Because I can understand that that may be the case if you have some bigger names that you're trying to lure in, especially given that someone like Angelo Mangiante keeps reiterating this thing of the high-profile manager, and a manager who, if he were to come in right now, you would also be hiring him in the long term. So no more interim option, but rather someone on whom you can also bet for the 25-26 season, which is apparently what the Friedkins are already looking at in November, John. They are already looking at next season, which is crazy, but I can understand that, because right now what we're seeing from the team is completely not enough to think about this team doing anything remotely exciting this season. Because right now, nothing's working. Nothing's working, and the thing that I want to stress is that nothing's working, not because of Ivan Juric. Ivan Juric is a contributing factor to that, but
yeah, part of it,
so
Ivan
much,
Juric.
There's so much more also that has just been causing this major implosion.
Crap. Yes. Yeah. Okay, you want to wait until the international break, fine. I cannot fathom, though. Again, these guys, they're smart businessmen, you know, ungodly sums of money. Very, very astute. What I can't, if I just had to break this down, explain it to me or speak to me like I am 5 years old. There are still 6 months of the season. If obviously you're not going to win every single match from here until the end of the season, or nobody would expect that. But there is still time. It is not as if this is February. If this was February, I would say, okay, fine. Wait until the next international break. Give yourself a head start prior to preseason. It is the first week of November, man. Like, you can still, despite all the shit we have seen on the pitch this season, and we have seen more, it has been nothing but shit except for maybe 1 to 2 matches. You still have time, as bad as this has been, on the calendar, just from a math. The maths have not condemned you yet. You have not been condemned. So every single match from here until May, every single match, every chance at getting 3 points is crucial. And to see them almost taking the approach of this very cavalier approach of, oh, well, we can afford to wait. No, you can't afford to wait. Even if you get an interim guy in there for this one match against Bologna, you cannot let... Clearly, there is something not working between Ivan Juric and the players.
But okay. But rationally, what would you do? Like,
give it to some Primavera player. I couldn't care less.
Primavera coach.
Get Alberto De Rossi to come.
He's not there. He's not.
I don't care. Get Bruno Conti.
Remember when Bruno Conti was on the bench twice?
Of course,
because Mourinho was suspended and we lost both games. That was so bad.
Well, he is usually Bruno. The one they go to, either him or Claudio Ranieri. When if you see either of those two on the bench, that there is some stuff that has hit the fan,
yeah,
and it is very difficult to clean off. But I can't understand the Friedkins in this situation. And even in the difficult moments where they have clearly,
would you also maintain that view if, for example, okay, we go and we lose to Bologna, say, you know, like, fuck it, Bologna right now are above us. Vincenzo Italiano,
and they go appoint somebody I love.
No, I'm not saying, because no, you don't love anybody in the world of sports. I know you, John.
If they go out and lose Sunday,
yeah,
okay,
But what I'm saying is, then you have to accept that maybe, perhaps, they will appoint someone. Say someone like Roberto Mancini or Terzic or Massimiliano Allegri. I'm not saying that kind of. And then to see the Friedkins once again be like, okay, this is the guy for the long term. Would you then look at this spell differently, as in, okay, yeah, it made sense, because what are you gonna do? Are you gonna fire the guy and then bring in someone who's just, yeah, again, an interim option just to save our asses temporarily? Or will you already aim at, you know, giving someone like, say, Roberto Mancini more stability, time to settle in, blah, blah, blah? Again, I don't want to say these are the guys that we're looking at, but
I understand.
Drawing a hypothetical.
I just, when it comes to that outlook, because I do understand what you're saying, going through the difficult part to eventually reach some sort of light at the end of the tunnel. I understand that. And I, to some extent, I do agree with it. However, when you're going through the shit part of it, and you don't have a definitive as to when you are going to reach that light, it is difficult for me to sit here and say, okay, well, yeah, sure. Well, by the way, you mentioned Allegri. Could you imagine, I mean, bringing Allegri into this team, just my mental capacity is already near empty. Having to watch a team that already struggles to score goals.
Oh, John.
Hold on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hold on. But would you say that if Allegri comes in here, he's putting Mats Hummels into the starting lineup on the first training session. And you know what? I don't know. I don't want to, but I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying
I want Zeman, but I'm also saying I can only take so many matches in a row where I just see one next to IS Roma.
Really? But aren't you always the guy who says that, a win is a win?
Muso,
blah,
though.
Blah, blah.
I will take the Corto Muso.
Aren't you the one who always comes in here and says, a win is a win? And
yes.
I love it. And that's why, you loved Mourinho because of it.
Yes, yeah. The problem is, though, Ivan Juric isn't getting any wins.
Yeah.
I'd be able to.
But what if Massimiliano Allegri comes in, plays the Corto Muso, and wins? What I'm saying is, right now,
I'm fine with that. I'm saying it would be difficult after having been through Juric, okay? It's after having been through a difficult spell.
You're not going to get John, look at the coaches market. Unless you're willing to bring in Maurizio Sarri, who just coached Lazio, do you know the kind of rebellion you would
have? Don't even say that. No, listen, that name has been thrown out, and I can say definitively not going
okay,
to
okay,
happen.
No. But what I'm saying is,
could you,
look at the coaches market. Not a single one of them is known for having, perhaps aside from Terzic, not a single one of them is known for having teams go on scoring runs, okay? Not one. So I Roberto Mancini right now is coming off quite an awful spell with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
prior to that, he was coming off quite a disappointing final stretch with the Italian national team. So, mind you, this is what we're dealing with. You know, the pool of candidates is quite limited. What I think is necessary here, John, because scoring goals is not even the biggest issue. Right now,
it's not even in the top 10. No.
We're awful on both sides of the ball. That's the thing, is we're awful on both sides of the ball. And that is something that happens when you are not an organized team. That's what I thought Juric was going to bring in. That's all. I didn't expect him to have this team up and running and scoring goals left and right. But I just wanted to see a team that could tighten things up at the back, you know, clean up a little and not make these stupid mistakes that we've been making. Because this, what we are doing now, hurting ourselves, is quite alarming, because we are doing it at an alarmingly high rate, which could cost us in the long run. So that's what you have to do. We are hemorrhaging goals left and right. We are conceding on really stupid occasions to smaller sides. We're not even facing good teams right now. So, and we're still conceding. So that's the thing that bothers me, is that feature, the fact that you're not scoring goals and you're conceding them. That's the problem. And that just speaks to a much wider issue that affects the whole team, and that is lack of organization. That is what you want if you're the Friedkins and you're going into this international break. That is the one thing you address. It's the lack of organization, which was also a feature of De Rossi's team, because De Rossi was clearly struggling with a lot of ideas, not giving a lot of consistency to any of those ideas. Obviously, the sending him off, dismissing him, did not help in that. And Juric obviously continued that trend of the team losing the plot, increasingly losing the plot.
They are increasingly losing the plot. My other issue with this is, okay, you bring in another manager and you give him the international break. I guess to some extent I can understand not wanting to appoint him, and maybe you give yourself a better chance against Bologna. I guess my issue is the international break to me is almost inconsequential because this team is shit. So whether you appoint a new guy tomorrow, whether you appoint him within the first 5 minutes.
No, but I don't agree. No. But on an individual quality, you're saying, I don't agree with that. I said it.
No. I'm saying collectively. Collectively.
Okay, but collectively, we've seen them being completely mismanaged on numerous occasions. Like right now, everybody's underperforming except for Dovbik and Zviar and Dika. Those are three players that are doing well. Who else is really putting on a show game in, game out? That's the issue. And that's been the case with De Rossi at the helm, where he starts off the season by doing everything that was contradictory to what we saw in preseason. And then Juric, who never really found any kind of rhythm, even the few wins that he got, in hindsight, look and feel flukish.
They do feel absolutely flukish. That Udinese win seems like he must have, without any doubts, sold his soul for that one. Because look, everything that has happened subsequently seems just completely, I want to say abnormal, but really the abnormal has become the new normal. The other part of this too is, I'm reading now. I swear, I should ask Guy Sport, the Zone, having to listen to this guy say these things on live television just seems cruel and unusual. Ivan Juric goes on television. He goes on to Sky Sport and he says, well, we got a point. We got a point. The result, it's negative, but we still got a point. This is after he said, we played well in Veneto against Verona. We did well. When it reaches, because I say on here all the time, what managers, players, what they say publicly is of very little consequence, That is assuming, of course, that they haven't gone completely mad. I mean, I should at least have some coherent response. I have to tell you, it is infuriating to read this stuff and to watch him say it. Like hearing these, seeing his mouth move and hearing these words come out of his body makes me want to put my head through glass. Eddie, what is he playing at with this sort of stuff? I understand at least to some
extent. John, but
are
we going to
kill
keep running
and bury everybody?
Are we going to keep running in circles? I told you already. These are things that you say when you know your job is on the line. You've heard it a million other times. I've heard Jose Mourinho say the same things in just the same situations. When Jose Mourinho would encounter one of those negative streaks that Roma were on numerous times with him in charge, he would say the same exact things. Time and time again, he would be like, but we faced Bologna are better than us. Atlanta, they're better than us. If you look at this, if you look at that, you know, if all things considered, 2-2 here in a difficult stadium is not bad. He did it time and time again because every time it felt like the pressure was on him. The difference is that Mourinho knew exactly how to handle that kind of pressure. Juric right now is clearly struggling because really, when has anybody given him a chance in the first place? Not a single journalist, not a single fan gave him a chance. After that Udinese win, it seemed like everything was going to be okay. Right after that, Bilbao and then Venezia, flukish win. The air just left the room. I mean, it seemed like he was on his own from 0 to 100, he was done right there and there. So right now he's just going there and he's trying to keep his job. We've seen that happen so many times with other managers. Gajan, must I remind you what Eusebio Di Francesco kept saying in his final year?
Yes.
When things were going wrong?
But that's the problem, though. It is very clear when somebody begins to speak incoherently and saying just mad things that make zero sense. To an extent, Jose Mourinho is allowed to say that because he has something that, you know, the likes of Eusebio Di Francesco, Ivan Juric don't have. When it comes from guys like this, the messenger matters. Whose mouth? You can have the same set of words coming out from five different people. One of them is able to say it with some with some backing, in the sense that they are allowed to say it. I mean, to hear this guy, I feel like this is a test to see who does and who doesn't jump out of the window after reading some of this stuff. This is mad to me. And the other part of this too, you touched on it a bit earlier about Roma mentally. The moments in which they concede goals, I said there's four, okay, moments that are just, you never want to concede a goal. Anything in between, I can at least understand and certainly tolerate. The first few opening minutes of a match, the first few minutes before halftime, the first few minutes after halftime, and then the first few minutes before the end of a match. And number five, within a few minutes of you having scored a goal. Roma, now I know that probably takes up like 30 to 40% of the match, but still, my point stands, wherein you have a team, Andy, if you look at when they concede goals, and by the way, this was with Daniele De Rossi as well, so I'm not putting this only on Ivan Juric. This is clearly a symptom of a much bigger issue in terms of lack of personality, lack of character.
John, we haven't won an away game since April 25.
Yes, that's all I need to say. I was waiting for you.
April 25 against Udinese Cristante. So let's. Yeah. I just want to put it out there so people don't forget. Don't start to romanticize, because that's the thing. 11 away games. Okay. Today, 12 away games without a victory.
It's when you say that, and when you go through each of the matches, the frustrating part is they could have won numerous times. I mean, this season alone, they could have won numerous. Genoa, there is no secret. A new manager comes in, new player comes in. This is something, the rot is much deeper, in my opinion. I can't pinpoint what it is exactly, because clearly, I mean, Andy, beyond, you named a few players, and I think we have been consistent. Dovbyk, Svilar, Indica. Outside of those three, you have, even Paulo Dybala is not on that list of guys who consistently perform for Roma.
And you know what Gianluca Mancini has just said. Those are even more infuriating words.
He said
the thing that I hate when we are giving everything, but it's clearly still not enough. What does that mean? I want to understand. Yes. It's the same thing when I don't understand when players say we have to give 110%, 150%, 200%. What does that mean? What do you do on the pitch? You're supposed to do one thing, play football and win. That's all. So tonight, someone like Mancini, supposedly a leader of the team, goes out there and says, well, we did our thing, but it wasn't enough. Okay, where's the solution? What are you proposing that we do? How do you aim to get yourself out of this situation? Well, he goes on to say something that hurts me even more. Because he says, when he was asked about the fans, you know, now that the fans have turned against this team because of everything that happened, he says, well, you know, I remember the days when we played in Europe and the opponents were full of fear. And now this does not happen because the fans are not giving us that extra boost, you know, that extra something. Guy, what are you talking about? You know, that's the thing that bothers me, is when someone who's been here so long and someone who's played on a high level here comes out there and is completely helpless in what he's saying. And you get a sense of that this team is just cruising without direction, without nothing. I mean, they're just, there's, how are you going to get yourself out of this situation? That's what I want to hear if I'm the fan of this team.
Yeah, the full context of that answer that he gives is so, forget infuriating. You think he's joking almost because he says, when the new guys on the team, they ask me about those European nights that we used to have, I would tell them about how our opponents, they would have fear in their eyes. He sounds like my nono speaking of World War II or something. You know, I would see the death and destruction around me. A guy talking about Vietnam or something. What in the world is he talking about? Because most of you are still there. So what do you mean? What do you mean? He's speaking as if this was 10 to 15 years ago. Man, it was 10 to 15 months ago.
Not even if you think about April, what they did against Milan. What they did against Milan, how they were almost about to come back against Bayer Leverkusen, and then really the momentum really turned around that game. And that's what I mean. It's like, well,
he's breaking my balls with this man. He can't be. Come on.
My point is, you are the one on the pitch. It's not Juric making the mistakes. It's not Juric who can't cross the ball when passes the ball to the opponent like Zaleski, or makes a defensive mistake like Mancini. It's not Juric. It's the players. In these situations, what we are being hurt by right now, it's individual mistakes. And I want to know from the players in question why these things are happening and when do you intend to turn things around. That's all. And I find these things much more infuriating than what someone like Juric, whose job is on the line, clearly, is saying. Because Mancini's job is not on the line. And Mancini knows.
They don't give
it.
Us
and that's why he can get away.
Gentle.
That's
My
why he can
gosh.
Get away with saying this. That's why, because he knows he's not. His job is not on the line. He knows he's not at risk.
60%. He has to even utter those words. Okay, if that is what you truly believe, fine. Don't say it out loud, man. This is one of those things where you cannot believe the stupidity. Okay, let's leave on that. Bologna match. Great. You want me to talk about Vincenzo Italiano's Bologna? Oh, they're probably, they're not that good, but there were a few people on Twitter who messaged to me when I said this Fiorentina is shit. And then they came to me after the match and said, good prediction. Fiorentina is not shit. Well, no, two things can be true at the same time. Fiorentina is not that good, and Roma are just incredibly shit. Those both can be true. What do you want me to say? Oh my gosh, Bologna, they've been fantastic. What? Give me a break. No. Do you have any fantastic insight to give on Bologna, Andy?
I just think Vincenzo Italiano again is a fraud. It will always be a fraud. He's one of those fraud managers that will continue to live in Serie A, in making a living, and they're going to be, you know, continue to be hired by teams that try to aspire to something.
He plays in the Champions League.
That's incredible. That's incredible. But you know, that's how it goes after losing those two consecutive conference league finals.
Yes.
he gets rewarded with the Champions League, and so Vincenzo Italiano is in the Champions League, and Roma still are not. I think if you think about when Roma were the last time in the Champions League, I think Vincenzo Italiano right then was not even coaching Spezia. I think he may have been even somewhere lower than Spezia. So food for thought, guys. Food for thought.
Yes, it is food. And you remember, too, how he fell into the role at Fiorentina, yeah? We remember how Gattuso was going to Fiorentina, and then he did
a 180.
A role reversal. You want to a spectacular thing in life you'll see, not even in football, people being able to fail upwards. Incredible. Incredible. Let's look very quickly. What is his record in the Champions League right now? Oh, that's right. 0 wins, 1 draw, 3 defeats. Vincenzo Italiano. But of course, he's going to probably get the victory over Roma this weekend. Hopefully, Roma can surprise us. Do you know how much better I would feel if Roma get the win over Bologna? Sack Ivan Juric. A point. Fine, give me Max. Give me Mad Max. Give me the Corto Muso so I can turn it into a meme that gets overused, overplayed. We can make shirts, Andy, and I get to hear that beautiful accent that
I'll come on here with one of those
of Livorno.
I'll come on here with one of those horse costumes, you know, with the horse mask. I'll have that.
Oh, okay. Until Bologna.
Oh my God.
Ciao.
Ciao.